This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we have been studying how Luke, a Gentile, wrote his gospel, he wanted all to know that Jesus came unto his own, but his mission was not just to the Jews. He came to bless all people. There were Gentiles living in Israel. They needed to be told and ministered to. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus mentioned how God had blessed many who were not of Israel. For example, many widows suffered during a great famine, but God sent Elijah to a widow in the region of Sidon. Also, there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. The people listening to this became furious and drove Jesus out of town. Then in Luke chapter 7, we read about a Roman centurion's servant, whom he valued, who was sick and about to die. He sent for Jesus to come and heal his servant. Before Jesus arrived, he sent word that he didn't feel worthy to have Jesus come to his home. He understood the power of words spoken by one with authority, so he requested that Jesus just say the word, and my servant will be healed. Not only was the servant healed, the centurion's great faith was affirmed. Jesus emphasized this point even stronger when he said in Luke 10 that Gentiles who didn't know the truth would not receive as great a punishment in the judgment as the people of Israel who had heard the truth and still didn't repent. Luke made it clear, God's love is for anyone who repents and believes.